Hello, and welcome to the Mobile User Acquisition Show, a podcast to help you unlock tremendous growth for your app. My name is Shamant Rao. I'm the CEO of the boutique growth marketing firm Rocketship HQ and host of the podcast Mobile User Acquisition Show. In each episode, we feature experts in the field of mobile growth and discuss strategies, tips, and pointers from the leading edge of mobile growth marketing. By the end of each episode, you will have gained actionable and tactical insights that will help you make more informed decisions in your own work around growth. The Mobile User Acquisition Show is produced by Merrill Vincent, Content Marketing Manager at Rocketship HQ.
Today's episode is a slightly edited version of a private interview that I did for someone in the investment community that was curious about some of the dynamics driving AppLovin's share price performance. Note that this is not a live recording. I will read out the questions that I was asked and my answers to these questions. And this is a slightly edited version of the actual interview. Question: how does AppLovin stack up among the UA sources for your gaming advertisers? Answer: on gaming, they're typically the top source on iOS. They can be number one, two, or three on Android. And that is because on Android, Google UAC tends to be the strongest channel, just because Google has so much more visibility and understanding of user purchaser behavior on Android, because they own the platform. On iOS, certainly, AppLovin continued to be the strongest channel across our gaming portfolio. And within this, I also see much stronger performance for AppLovin when they have Max integrated. And this leads me to believe that their performance on iOS is primarily driven by their control of Max, which in turn leads to visibility into ad inventory. Because they have this increased visibility into ad inventory, it allows them to gain stronger efficiencies with UA bids. Question: how has that performance trended more recently, almost a year into the launch of Axon 2.0? Does their share of UA budgets continue to grow? Has it stalled out, or is it declining these days? I would say it's been mostly steady. It's grown slightly, I would say, among the folks that we have worked with on the gaming side. And of course, all of this is adjusted for seasonality. Question: do they have room to grow within gaming, or are they getting too big? Are there still a lot of gaming advertisers with the majority of spend on other networks? They still have room to grow within gaming, you know, because there is still significant spend that is going to other channels. Unity Iron Source, Meta and Google, certainly, but also to some extent to TikTok. So there's definitely a lot of fragmentation, which leads me to believe there is room for them to grow. Question: how about the same on the non-gaming side? Answer: on the non-gaming side, they are nowhere as dominant. And I see a day and night difference in performance when we look at our portfolio of non-gaming apps and compare them with our gaming apps. I hypothesize that this is because there are far fewer ad monetized apps outside of gaming. In fact, I think there are almost none outside of gaming. And the advantage of having Max is largely absent outside of gaming. Additionally, small and medium-sized non-gaming advertisers often can't even launch campaigns on AppLovin without a critical mass of spend and conversion data. And it's also much harder to test ad creative on AppLovin as compared to Meta or TikTok. For example, we test 50 to 100 plus videos a week sometimes on Meta and TikTok, which is something that just isn't possible on AppLovin. Question: What do you foresee on for AppLovin as you look out at how the privacy landscape is evolving? Now, with privacy, I think the biggest question is just around fingerprinting. A complete crackdown by Apple could pose a real risk. Apple has been threatening to do this for a while. And in fact, they've just said that fingerprinting is not allowed. They've said this multiple times in WWDC, but they've never really enforced this, even though they've taken baby steps in this direction via privacy manifests and private relay. However, this impact might be mitigated by AppLovin's SDK footprint through Max, that could mitigate some of the negative effects from these changes. Question: any competitive effects to be worried about if you are an investor? The ones that are very top of mind for us: Google, Unity plus ScienceSource, and Facebook. But wondering if anyone else is worth monitoring. I would say there haven't been massive shifts in the relative share of spend among the key channels. But the wild card I would look out for would be TikTok, which certainly tend to shine among some of the apps that we work with, although they are nowhere close to, you know, the bigger channels in share of spend. Question: we think AppLovin Max has 60 to 70% share of the mobile mediation market. Is that share at risk of being picked away by Unity ironSource's level play or by Google? Or do you expect Max to remain the dominant mediation provider in mobile? Max is a very strong moat for AppLovin for reasons mentioned above. Apps with Max see much stronger UA performance, and thus there is a very strong reason for apps to adopt Max. And the larger the footprint of Max, the more the bit data that AppLovin has, and stronger the algorithms and performance end up being. And for all of these reasons, I expect Max to continue to remain the dominant provider in mobile.
Thank you for listening to the Mobile User Acquisition Show. If any of this was helpful or instructive, I would love for you to leave us a review or rating on iTunes, Stitcher, Overcast, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast fix. This podcast takes a ton of time, effort, and love to produce, and I deeply value every review and every piece of feedback that you share.